couple of years ago, was a bocher. He asked me once to have a kvius. Kvius is important. Asked again and again. So we decided we'll have a kvius in Sefer Charedim. The problem with all these kvius, you know, you start once, twice, and then the kvius stops. So we decided we'll start from the last perek of the Sefer Charedim. If the kvius will go, we'll go back to the beginning. So we'll look at the last perek, then after this, Chelek HaTshuva, but Sefer Charedim himself is Samach Aleph Prokim, 61. So it's one of the Kadmoinim, over 400 years ago. So we decided we'll start perek Samach Aleph. Maaser really had to start Perek Samach. But we started Perek Samach Aleph. Perek Samach, I will start Perek Samach because I think Perek Samach Aleph is really only after Perek Samach. Perek Samach is Shaloi Li Yisrapis Mishum Mitzvah Min HaMitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you have to do all of the mitzvahs. You know, some people, Krishma in the morning, it's not their mitzvah in time. Yeah? Tefillah b'tzibur, chutz the best bach. Krishma, Birkas HaMazon, as he does quickly. But chutz of that, everything Baruch Hashem, he does okay. You know, he sits and learns, but he doesn't listen to the Gedolim about the phone. But chutz, I mean, everyone has this, everything else is beseder, chutz of one mitzvah that he doesn't keep. So the first shalai lisrap is b'shum mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. The person does mitzvahs that machen yedah mitzvah from the beginning till the end. You can't skip some mitzvahs. This is Perek Samach. B'chol mokim, b'chol ha-yitzor, chodom li yisyore, b'choret. But we'll go to Perek Samach Aleph. Perek Samach Aleph, the Charedim says a yesod. Lehachzik b'mitzvah achas b'shleimus b'chol ois. Every person has to have one mitzvah that mitzvah he keeps b'chol ois. V'aval pishachai avodom liyizor b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Mikol mokim yesh li leharzik b'achas mikol ha-mitzvahs b'koyach godl. V'asmode shelo yavir oleh kol yemei chayov. And he explains pshat, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakis Yisroel lefichu chirbo lehem teiru mitzvahs. He learns pshat in the Rambam that a person has to have one mitzvah that he keeps. He brings the mashal as a big tree fell inside the water. You're trying to take out the tree. So sometimes you hug the whole tree, try to pull it, doesn't go. If you catch one branch, put your hand strong, maybe you'll manage. So I'm not saying to leave all the mitzvahs. As I said, it's only Perek Samach Aleph is only after Perek Samach. But he says, I'm all if a person has one mitzvah, that mitzvah is chazak. So he could pull the tree. That mitzvah will keep him with the Yiddishkeit, with the Teirah, with the Ruchnius. That mitzvah chazak. He hugs the whole mitzvahs together. Sometimes he says, Ba'amoshu, Sha'atere nikis etzchaim, Ha'oiches anaf echad, one branch, Ve'oiches yofe, Kol ha'ilon nimshoch ha'achrov. But if he's holding lightly all the anafim and he tries to pull, gets a couple leaves off here, a couple leaves off here. Nothing happens in that. He wants to lay pshat in the Gemara. Everyone knows there's different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rab Nachman, Gemara in Perek Shabbos, Teisili shekiyamti shalashudas. Omar Rab Yosi, Teisili shekiyamti iyun tfile. Omar Ravune, Teisili dreisagdine da adames begilo yaroish. Omar Rab Sheishas, Teisili shekiyamti tfilim. Omar Rab Nachman, Teisili shekiyamti tzitzis. So the Gemara says, all of us, we do all this list. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Bre, your father says, Teisili shekiyamti tzitzis. What does your father say that he kept tzitzis? Everyone here has tzitzis. Yoy mechada vekosalik bedarge. One day my father was walking up the ladder, and his tzitzis tore. And he didn't move till someone brought him a different tzitzis. Because he was so makpid not to go without tzitzis. So this pshat, this amora says, I kept tzitzis. I kept tefillin. Any person has to have a mitzvah. This mitzvah is his mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. He will lose a trip. This mitzvah he doesn't give up. And this is his mitzvah. זה פשט לגמור עם קידושין. כל האויס עם מצווה אחס, מטיבים לו עם האריכים, מסיומוב.
We learned it the first week. Then the second week we came to learn again. I asked him, "No, you picked a mitzvah already?" So no, you didn't pick a mitzvah. So I said, "Learn again, Perek Samach Aleph. Try to pick a mitzvah, but the mitzvah has to be a mitzvah that you're going to keep all of your life. So when you eilik lech, we'll be asked, "No, what is the mitzvah for the zayde?" They will know. By the zayde tzitzis is. By the zayde Shabbos is his mitzvah. We learned the third week. Okay, no, what are we learning this week? I said, no, you have a mitzvah. He said, no. So we'll learn the third week. Yeah. The fourth week he came again, I asked him, no. I also didn't pick yet a mitzvah, yeah? And he asked me, no. I said, so we learn again. We finished to learn, it was a bacher that lost his father. He was learning in yeshiva, he left yeshiva. But I had a pesachus to him. So I went to Menachem Ovel. He lived in a very Yaakov. Come to the Shiva house. It's not electricity. The boy was sitting with wrapped with a blanket. Matzah. I go in. Nothing happening there. I said, you know, I'll start to speak, you know, to Menachem Ovel. So I go in. I asked the Bacher, what yeshiva your father learned? So he didn't learn a yeshiva. Yeah. I said, so he was not from when he was young. Because I did not have to carry on the conversation. You know, again, it got quiet. I remember I saw on the sign, it said, the guy was nifta young, the guy was 50. But it said, Ben Yosef Hashem Yinkom Domei. The grandfather was also Hashem Yinkom Domei. So he's 50 years old. So his father and the grandfather was killed less than 50 years ago. So it can't be in the Holocaust, yeah? So I told him, I saw outside, it says that the grandfather is Hashem Yinkom Domei. Maybe you could tell me what happened. I said, but you want to know the family story? I said, yeah. He said, you really want to hear the story? I said, yeah, I would be very interested to hear the story. You really want to hear a story? I said, yeah. He said, okay, so I will tell you the story. And he told me, my mom finished doing the Haredim and I arrived in the house. He tells me, my father grew up, I forgot the name of the place, somewhere far in America. So not my head now. And my father grew up, was not frum, his family was not frum. His father, a drugster, a chemist, said that was his mother. And one day his father went to the street and Schwarzer just stabbed him. He died. From Samashak Basnefesh, my mother died after a year. I was left with nothing. It was a family that I was a bit close to. I went to Eretz Yisrael. I went into Esh HaTorah, Weinberg. He told me, you maybe learn something. I said, I have a couple questions at Emunah. He said, learn for an hour Gemara, then I will answer your question. He said, no, I have questions. You don't want the answer? Not learning. He said, learn for an hour, then we answer. I said, my grandfather said, my father said, no, Shumpani. Said, no, we can't help you. He left Esh HaTorah, came back to America, to the place, I forgot the name. And he met Meir Kahana, the Israeli politician. And he met him in the street, and told him, why are you not from? He said, I have questions. He said, come to my office, I will answer all your questions. He answered all of his questions. He decided to become frum. So he started the mechazek. He was out there in the community. And he became a mashgiach kashrus. You know, he was working for Parnosa, mashgiach kashrus. quarter of Balchuda, Mashiach Kashas. Some countries is not a stira. So he would finish to be Mashgiach. He would work sometimes shifts. The whole morning, he would finish like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he would go to shul. He would put on his tefillin. Yeah, in the morning, he didn't have time to put on tefillin. He finishes the daven, a yid comes over to him, alta yid. He tells him, Bachel, what are you doing? Tefillin now? So what are you telling Mashgiach? He said, I forgot in the morning. Remember now. Forgot he put on in shachris. Tell him, you forgot that he put on tefillin in shachris. The guy told him, I have to tell you. He showed him on his hand, he had a number from the Holocaust. He told him, I was in Auschwitz for 6 years. My job was to take the garbage from point A to point B. It's like a half a circle. That's my job every morning. It's bags of garbage. I carried it and I walked back. In between the circle was one Nazi on this side, one Nazi on that side. In between, it was one little corner that both of them could not see. And every morning I put on tefillin there. I never missed a day in Auschwitz. If they would see it, they would kill me right away. But I hided it, and I took it, and I stopped for that second, and I put on tefillin, I put it off, and I carried on. And you, Bachel, could tell me you forgot to put on tefillin. It made such a roishim on him, he decided tefillin. He has to have a good tefillin. He went over to the Rav in that community, and he told the Rav, listen, from all the mashkichas, I have a bit money. I want to buy the best tefillin. I know in this place here, there's no place to buy it. Here I have money for a ticket, for a flight for you and me. We'll fly together to New York. I think it was Eichler or something like that there. They went to buy the best tefillin that they could buy and to come back. I had Siyata Dishmaya. I said over the story the week after it that it happened. And was sitting here a Bacher. His father is the Rav in that place. And he said that he heard from that his father that part of the story. That with this boy, and then the guy was Mar, the guy that was Nifter, Mal. And he remembered his father told him that we're 17 years old, bought him the tickets, and they flew and they bought the best feeling. That week, that person was here, punk. Anyways, he bought him the tefillin. Then this was his mitzvah. He was keeping tefillin. He had his best tefillin, mudoris. He would put it every day. Shachris doesn't make a difference. Every day. I was the member. They got bar mitzvah. The father was busy teaching the halachas of tefillin. Father got married. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Became very close to his in-laws because he didn't have parents. And he lived here in Eretz Yisrael. I got to know him from different ways. 2 weeks ago, that's what I'm saying. Maybe a bit less. He heard that my grandfather, my mother's father, passed away. So we're very close. You know, he didn't have parents, so he flew. The same city where they lived. He flew to that city to be there for the Shiva. It was like a father by him. He didn't have parents for all the years. The last day of the Shiva that he's there, another person was Nifter in the city. The name of the city was something like Buffalo, something similar to that. No, it's the second I remember. And that in the same city was a person that was close to him. Now when his parents died, that family, not Frum, they accepted him like a kid. They took care of him. So he heard that that person passed away. It was an hour drive from where he was staying. The mind said, this person is not Frum, but he owes him a lot of HaKol HaSatayv. Owes him a lot of HaKol HaSatayv. He saved him. The kid said, he ran to the place. He said he would do Taira to him. Be sure it'll be a kever, it'll be a levaya. Everything was taken care of. Miyad, he finished to take care of everything. It was around 10 o'clock in the morning. The levaya, the funeral was around call to 12. So he made a cheshbon. He has 2 hours left. He didn't put on his tefillin, man. So he would drive out to the place that he has the tefillin, put on his tefillin, come back. Everyone told him, "Ma'aseh b'mitzvah, padu b'mitzvah, it's a real mitzvah, you're the only one that is misasik here." He said, "I can't, I have 2 hours, if mamish works out for me." Took a car, drove, put on his tefillin, said, drove back, arrived in the Levaya, and he got up, and he said, "I owe a kavas hatov to this person. Knelech ha'chovel." And he got a heart attack and collapsed and died on the spot in front of everyone. This is what happened to my father. So, we got the message, my father died, Buffalo, Chavah Kaddishah called us. They asked us, you know, when Masada to bring him back, you know, your father left a message where he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, or not, you know, we'll try. So my older brother told me, the older brother said, he remembers 2 weeks ago, he was walking with the father, and the father said, you know, if I die, I love Harazes. So the last wish of the father. So, you know, Harazesim is very tight. So the Chavah Kaddishah said that there's two places, most of the places are reserved there. It's two places. There's one place in the Sfadi Shechalke, but he was not Sfadi. And there was another place near Sa'alta Yid. Boom, there's a piece. One piece left there. But reasonable price. Yeah. So they were giving that little piece. They bought the piece. The father comes. They bury him there. And after the kvua, they look, who is the guy that is laying near it? This is the Alter Yid that met him in shul and told him about the tefillin. He's the Alter Yid that is buried near him in the Beis HaKvuot. So I told him, I just finished now to learn the Charedim. But one mitzvah could make a person. He decided he's taking on tefillin. And he did it with a ganze starkheit. Tefillin with a ganze starkheit. Tefillin with a ganze starkheit. Changed his life, became frum. Hashem was mezakeh him to leave the world with mitzvah tefillin. The last mitzvah. He said goodbye, tefillin. And he's buried near the other person. Two people were moisa nefesh on tefillin. One was moisa nefesh b'teich hadchak, Auschwitz. 6 years, pikuach nefesh, he put on tefillin. And he was moisa, he was mekabel. Hashem put his two tefillin to lay near each other. It's a big yesod, this charid. Avad, but the akdom of perek samach. But it can come. This is not samach aleph and then samach. First samach, sheloi lezalzel b'shum mitzvah. People sometimes take these kind of vaidim, and they use them for the wrong way. One mitzvah and the rest chmen agoy. Yeah? But a person has to have one mitzvah. One mitzvah. So I said it once. So Bochy came over to me. You know what? Sukkah. My mitzvah. Sukkah. I told him, no problem. I want to tell you what is sukkah. How you do sukkah all of your life? First, you know, Mishnah is sukkah very good. You know, Masechta sukkah. Then you have a sukkah chazanish. Without nails. This is your mitzvah, right? You sleep in the sukkah. It doesn't make a difference how cold it is. You got a heater. You work it out. It's raining. You work it out. It's raining in this city. You travel to the... This is your mitzvah. This is your mitzvah. There's everything place that it doesn't rain. Yeah? That's what I heard. Yeah? You don't go to trips because you don't leave your sukkah. Yeah? This is your mitzvah. You're busy the whole year on new decoration for the sukkah. You're busy with it. Yeah? This is a person takes a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference what is the mitzvah that you choose to take. But this is the chokhmah. I want to tell you, it's baduk u'menuseh. Like the Haredim says, take the mashal and feed that follow. There's a tree inside the water. If you hold on all the branches, sometimes you can't have achize. Someone is drowning. There's a tree. He's trying to hold on to the tree. You know, he does like this till the water takes him away. But if he puts his hands and catches one thing strong, he will survive. It's not to leave that. A person has a mitzvah. He has hard days, and we have easy days. We call them Yemei Asina v'Yemei Ahava. Everyone has Yemei Sina and everyone has Yemei Ahava. Chochmah is with the years to have more Yemei Ahava from Yemei Sina. Someone tells you that he doesn't have Yomei Sina, don't believe him. Not everyone shows it, that, yeah, this is a masking. But most people have more Yomei Sina than Yomei Ahav. But you have your mitzvah. Your mitzvah that you're holding on to. Your mitzvah that you're not mevatel. Your mitzvah. A person can have a tefillah that is makpid on. He doesn't stop, he doesn't leave that tefillah. Yeah, people, you see it b'chush, you have people daven v'sikin every day. It becomes like an illness sometimes. But this is their mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. They go to sleep 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, they're up, they have a chasana. They're v'sikin people. It's a beautiful thing. It keeps them very far. The person takes tefillah. Much more than a person takes tefillin. He doesn't talk with tefillin. He puts tefillin from the beginning of davening to the end of davening. He's sure that it's black, that he has all the yiddurim with the tefillin. With the years, maybe he adds Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone has. Not to rush to do Rabbeinu Tam. There's a lot of different things before, yeah? Not the Messiah Das, the Kedusha Shabbat tefillin. He knows the Halacha Shabbat tefillin. He says the Shem Yichud. ומשף המצווה ספילי נמאס לכל הליאס לחיים ארוגים ושף הקודש מחדוב ולרחד בו בן כלל שליפתנו ולהסגר בו all the things every person has the chochmah to have a mitzvah חסיד החרדים written it to everyone and this is a thing that doesn't shtel. I know a lot of times it's hard when you're a bochurim to decide now, like, but all of my life? So first, the answer is yes. And malasa. You want to have the charedim, you want to have the smiler. But if you're not sure, you could do it for a year. You could do it for a year, and then try. So you're young. You don't understand how nice it is when you become 40, 50, and you have a mitzvah that you know that you, that mitzvah never removed, never touched. This is your mitzvah. This is your connection. This is what he brings down. Omar Rab Nachman, teisili shekiyamti shalashudas. That shekiyamti tzitzis. What is the pshat? Teisili shekiyamti tzitzis. How your father says, teisili shekiyamti tzitzis. What your father is saying that he kept tzitzis. So he explains. My father was kept tzitzis, that it means. The guy told me, yeah, I'm keeping tzitzis. So Bachar told me he's keeping tzitzis. I asked him if he has niputz lishma. Shabu says the katchila you have to have niputz lishma. He taught us the black stripes. Yeah? Tzitzis, you have to have niputz lishma. No more tzitzis are not niputz lishma. A little bit mahadr. Comes another $10. You buy tzitzis, that's niputz lishma. There's no fruit person that's not makbid on it. Yeah? That knows halacha a little bit. Today it's very easy. If you walk in the morning, on the morning you put on the tzitzis. Oh, you walk around a little bit. Not saying, don't take tzitzis. Not saying, no, you have to do tzitzis. But don't say tzitzis is your mitzvah. Don't say tzitzis is your mitzvah. You connect it. You build a relationship with the mitzvah. You like it. It's your mitzvah. Lehavdil, they say, the goel. Before he was planning to leave Eretz Yisrael, he kissed his forehead. He was attached to them. This was his life. This was his life. Has his tefillin. He buys a new bag and a new bag. He's busy with his tefillin. A better tefillin. Doesn't have to be tefillin. But to take a mitzvah, the person is mezuzah. But he doesn't sleep in the house. He comes in, if he sees there's no mezuzahs there, he doesn't sleep there. Person is makpid. Every person has a mitzvah that is makpid, that he takes out. And that mitzvah changes his life. And I'm saying, in a way, it's a mile. I'm telling you, when you get older, you're upset that you didn't start it when you're young. So you're right. I'm saying it's hard to decide. It's hard to decide. You have to have a real achlota chazoka. But look here, a boy in America, a half a balchuva, decides he's taking on tefillin. How Hashem pays him. No one knows. He could have died that day without a tefillin. He was Isaac b'mitzvah. Hashem made him to travel for an hour, to put on tefillin, and to leave the world. And to come to Eretz Yisrael, and to be buried near another person that was Moisel Nefesh on tefillin. Look what one mitzvah did to a person. Look what one mitzvah did for a person. One mitzvah. Nishken chumres, nishken davenen. But we have to do it. And I know it's hard, from talking to doing, it's very hard. It's very hard. But jump. And I'm saying, a person could take a couple hours to decide, but after you decide, this is your mitzvah. This is your mitzvah. And again, it doesn't mean, also, a person decides tzitzis, that today he has to already know hichu tzitzis, have a chazanish tzitzis with a button with till the feet. I'm sorry, laugh. But he's planning to have the best thing. Chlus is ochi. Boch, it's hard to take it out. He never says no to guests. Never. Not saying it's easy. You don't do that. But the mitzvah that you decide to do, you can do Talmud Torah if you want, but then you can never stop. You have to remember, this is what I'm saying. Some people, this is their mitzvah, taka. Talmud Torah. Guy decides kibudav. But from this day on, no more arguments, no more yelling, no more screaming. It's very hard, yeah? The Gemara says it's kimad impossible. But you have people that, they were mekayim kibudav. You decide, this is my mitzvah, and this mitzvah I'm planning to follow. That is Hashem, if a person will take it. And again, but remember, Perek Samach, Shel Yisrap is b'shum mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. And only after that to take, and Bez Hashem, you'll have the Siyata Dishmai.